KZE. I'm Rick, your host. This is another segment called On the Block, where we get to hang out with some important members of our community and our neighbors and our friends. And we can just, you know, have a little conversation and a chat. This morning, we're checking in with Nancy Lee of Petals and Moss Floral Design here in Red Hook. And, well, how are you? And it's a pleasure to have you here. Can you tell me a little bit about Petals and Moss? Like, how long have you been here in Red Hook and doing floral designs and workshops?
To be in the shop and in the community, and I love to garden. I love art and design. And
did you grow up always loving flowers?
Yes, I always gardened. Yeah.
So you gardened your own beautiful creations?
I did.
What got you started?
I just love to be outside, and I love nature. And
did any particular member of the family you were inspired by?
No. I had another business before this, which was a hand-painted kids' clothing business.
Oh.
And I did that for over 25 years because I wanted to be home with my kids during the week, and then I would vend it on weekends and wholesale. And I got tired of doing that, so I had to look into another way to make a living. And I took some classes at the Botanical Gardens in New York.
Oh, cool.
And I was very inspired by my mentor, who is now still a very good friend of mine, lives in Texas. And we worked on the Pasadena floats together.
Oh, wow.
I'm going back out there this winter. And
So all those floats, they're all floral designs.
Yeah.
And each flower, each petal is individually glued on?
Yes. I was amazed when I went out there. The metal structures, mechanics are all made. And then they start at the beginning of the week with all dried flowers and seeds and pods. And it's such an amazing community gathering. People come from all over to volunteer. And then the last 2 days of the week, we are installing fresh florals.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So you pick out all the colors, all the flowers, and whatever goes on the float?
Well, there's designers who create that schematic, and there are what they call reefers of flowers. They're tractor trailers that are made into coolers.
Oh.
And they have thousands and thousands and thousands of flowers in them. And, you know, we have to pull what we're going to use for that particular design, but there is a schematic that's made, and we follow along with it.
That's super cool. Like, I always wondered about that stuff, and I've been to the Thanksgiving Day parade, and I know it's a treat and an honor for some folks to get there early so they can see the balloons being filled up before they go to the parade itself. And that's kind of like what you do. You see all the work and everything that goes into it,
right?
And then the finished product rolls down Pasadena Boulevard.
Yeah.
Wow, that is that's super cool, and that must be exciting and challenging all at the same time.
It's always a learning experience, always, you know. And I really respect all of the designers that I meet, and you know, it's always an education.
Mm.
And I've also worked at the Philadelphia Flower Show for the past 5 years with international designers and another team. And it's so rewarding to get that fulfillment from other people and to be acknowledged.
Now, do you like the flowers and the texture of the flowers themselves, the smell, or just the colors, or all the above?
Of the above.
So you can use that and create wonderful arrangements. And that's one of your talents. I've seen your work, and it's gorgeous. And the colors that you choose, and whatever the purpose is, whether it's a wedding or a display, they come out beautifully, and they're eye-catching. And, of course, they smell and feel wonderful.
Right.
So I know you don't really touch plants that often, but you can see the texture of them as well. But if you're making the bouquet, you're getting all the senses at once, which is really cool.
Correct. Yeah.
And so you've been taught how to do this, and now do you use your own creative imagination to make this happen? Spontaneity, is that part of it?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, from my art background with my other business, it kind of morphed into this, and it's so much more exciting to me than doing, you know, 50 t-shirts with ladybugs on them, because that's what I need to restock. You know, I can do, you know, a wedding, which are very similar arrangements, but I can also, you know, do an individual for somebody because it's their anniversary, or it's, you know, their loved one who passed away. And, you know, I love to use different textures, and I like to use foliage.
Yeah.
And, you know, my eye for color kind of pulls it all together.
Well, the shop, Petals and Moss Floral Design, tell the folks exactly where you're located.
I am located at 6 East Market Street, right next door to Yum Yum Noodle, and across from the corner counter in Williams, so right on the corner there.
You could see the sign from the four corners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, well, it's great to have you as our neighbor, and I know that the shop is a wonderful place to visit. And in the shop, you like to play some music, and you told me that it ranges a lot. And, well, you mentioned two styles, which I'm going to combine in one for you, Nancy.
Okay.
It's French and independent. Hmm. So this is our friend and neighbor, Dar Williams, with a brand new song. It's called To Sale Breton. That's my French butchering of the song title. On the Block, 98.1 KZE. That was Dar Williams with To Sale Breton. And we are chatting with Nancy Lee of Petals and Moss Floral Design. They are in Red Hook at 6 East Market Street. Now, a little while back, just to catch everyone up, we played Ray Charles, Georgia on My Mind. And a little bird told me that Georgia is the name of your dog.
Yes, she's a very funny rescue. I got her during COVID. She was nine months old. And she is a terrier mix. I do not know exactly what she is, but she is hysterical. She's in the shop with me every day.
Yeah.
And she really got very adjusted and acclimated to people because of that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So she welcomes the customers to the shop.
Yeah, sometimes she body slams them. But I do have her tied up because of that. She loves people, and it's quite hysterical.
Yeah, so you can visit Petals and Moss Floral Design and say hello to Georgia, and she's always on Nancy Lee's mind. Nancy, you told me while Dar Williams was playing a French-flavored tune, which was half French, half English, that you have relatives who are French?
Yes. My grandmother was French, and I still have family that live over there now.
Do you go yourself? Have you been?
I was there probably 3-4 years ago, took my mom and my daughter. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, we spent some time over there.
And you saw the sights, saw the lights, and tasted all the
saw
food?
Saw it all. Went to Monet's garden, of course, and it was absolutely fabulous.
Did it look like his paintings?
Absolutely.
It did. I can only imagine. Yeah. One day, it's my dream. Well, Petals and Moss Floral Design, you also are a teacher, and you have learned, and part of the Zen of floral design is you're passing the art onto others. And folks can sign up for workshops. And one I'm really interested in, and I want to know a little bit more about, is the Fall Wreath Making Workshop. So you get to make a 12-inch fall time wreath for display. Now, the one that is pictured on your website is like vines, and they're kind of twisted into a wreath shape. and then you have all different kinds of dried flowers and beautiful display. Now, this is a workshop. Do you get to walk away with a wreath?
Absolutely.
And all the materials are included in the price of the wreath making?
Yep.
Cool. So you get the art, you get to learn the art, and then you get a gift for your home or to give away, which is super cool. And they're very reasonably priced, the workshops. And do they fill up and you sell out?
They do on occasion. I've kind of changed my method of booking, where before I was picking dates and times. Mm. I now have an option on the website for someone to contact me for a date that works for them. And it can be, you know, anywhere from 1 to 8 people. I do the workshops in my home studio.
Oh, cool.
Because there's really no room in the shop.
Nice. Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And you also are able to service weddings and events.
Correct.
And how do folks contact you?
My phone number is 845-758-9964. And or you can email me at petalsandmoss@gmail.com. All that information is on our website.
Which
you can also follow us on Instagram at Petals and Moss and Facebook. Mm. And we also do corporate events. We do team building things. I do decor for Mirabeau and Rhinebeck. Mm. And another company I just signed on with is One and Only in Hyde Park.
Oh, cool.
And
what do you actually do with them?
With Mirabeau, I do their outdoor.
Oh, wow.
Decor for holidays, and I do micro weddings with them. I do a lot of their indoor decor floral installations. You know, bring them arrangements for Mother's Day and Easter and that kind of thing.
Wow.
And the other organization is just in the building stages, and so I do the decor for their office.
Oh, cool.
Space.
Well, the holidays are coming up, so do you like make holiday displays and poinsettias and all kinds of beautiful things that you arrange?
I do, yeah.
Kind of had that feeling. We're talking with Nancy Lee from Petals and Moss Floral Design, 6 Market East Market Street in Red Hook. And folks, they're going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day and the weekend, so get orders in before that. And don't miss out. They're going to be at the Farm and Flea Market at Basilica Hudson, 10 to 5 daily. Is that happening?
Yep.
All right. And Saturday and Sunday, they're going to be at the Farm and Flea Market at Basilica Hudson.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, Thanksgiving weekend. There'll be no delivery on that weekend as well. So check out the website, petalsandmossflorals.com, and you can find out more and order your beautiful displays for Thanksgiving. And you get to talk to Nancy Lee as a bonus, and you can't go wrong with that. And we're going to take a little break, and then Nancy's going to introduce us to somebody, another member of her family who is super talented. So hold on tight, and we'll take a little break and come back with Nancy Lee of Petals and Moss Floral Design. This is On the Block, KZE. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We are checking in with Nancy Lee of Petals and Moss Floral Design, 6 East Market Street in Red Hook. And we get to know our neighbors a little bit more. And Nancy Lee is a Red Hook resident and a business owner. She's part of the area Chamber of Commerce, and she does wonderful things for our community, like bringing others into this world. And you have a new member of the family, which you didn't birth, but is part of the family. And why don't you introduce these folks?
My son-in-law, Brendan Garrett, is married to my daughter, Tanya, who lived here, went to school here, and they live in Silver Lake, California now. Mm. Brendan has been working on his music for a number of years and just released an album. His music name is Redondo Red, and his music is really wonderful. So I hope you'll listen to it.
He gets a lot of national recognition as well.
Yes, he does.
Which is really cool. And he has a big fan. Tell the folks.
Obama loved his music. So I thought we were all thrilled when we heard that. But
now, how did you find that out?
He told me, but he's on Spotify and okay. Instagram, and you can follow him, and he does wonderful stories, but he posted that Obama liked it, and we were like, oh, wow. You know?
Did he get like a message like from Barack, like, yeah, thumbs up, kid?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to listen to a tune from Redondo Red. It's called Stories to Tell. And he's got an album coming out. When's it coming?
It just was released.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's brand new. This is Stories to Tell. Redondo Red. Nancy Lee is our guest of Petals and Moss Floral Design. We're on the block. You're listening to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. This is On the Block, where we get to take a look at some great local businesses and the people that make the businesses happen. And they're all members of our community. So they are the ones that make our community strong. And Nancy Lee has been a part of our community for like 20-something years,
yes.
You said?
Yep.
That's amazing. So thanks for contributing, and thanks for being a part of the Red Hook Area Chamber of Commerce, and big thanks to the Chamber for helping out making this segment possible. And it's important for us to get to know the people in the neighborhood. We sound a little like Sesame Street, but it's true, because these are the people in the neighborhood. And when you're walking down the street, these are the people that you meet. So stop in to 6 East Market Street in Red Hook and say hello to Nancy Lee. And don't forget to ask nicely if you can pet the dog. And Georgia will be there hanging out and waiting for you. So thanks a lot for being here. Is there anything you want to share with the folks?
No, thank you so much for having us here. And I wish everybody a happy and healthy Thanksgiving and holiday season coming up.
And don't forget to book your fall wreath making workshop. There's also plenty other ones. I just pointed that one out because I don't know what a kokedama is, but it looks like a cool workshop as well. So I'm just saying, go to petalsandmossflorals.com and you can pick a workshop and check out about a wedding or an event that you might want to florally beautify, and Nancy Lee is your go-to person. PetalsandMossFlorals.com. Nancy, thanks for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Rick. It's been amazing.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Let's see what we got here. We got some messages from our sponsors that I must get to. I just want to like hang out and talk to Nancy all day and play songs. Well, we'll be right back. Thanks for listening, and please pay attention to these great advertisers and support them.